everyone. Today is a very special day for Daytime After Dark. I'm so happy we get to interview Grandma, you know, from General Hospital, the sexiest, one of the sexiest doctors on there in the day was Tony Jones. So he's going to be on the show. And he was in Three's Company, Too Close to Comfort, Charlie's Angels. He appeared in ABC miniseries Malibu. And he also will perform some country songs. And he did his own General Hospital song, which I Fell in Love With, but I don't remember the name right now. So, welcome, Grandma. Hi.
Thank you, Harley. How are you?
Good. Back in the day, you were a really hard doctor. I mean, I know I didn't say that, but you were.
Well, thank you.
You were, and when you left General Hospital, I cried for a week. Just so you know what you did to me. why? I don't get it. You know, I will never get it. Why? They did what they did. Why? Do you know? Why they killed you?
I don't have a clue.
You don't? You didn't go to the producers and yell at them? Oh, say, what was going on? Oh, anything? Oh, I would have done that for you.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. No, it's fine. You know, shows move on. They have other ideas, and you know, it was time to go, so.
No, Tony Jones wasn't supposed to ever go, in my opinion. Tony Jones or Alan Quartermain wasn't supposed to ever go.
Now, how is Alan Quartermain?
Yeah.
What's happened to him?
He died.
He died. But what's happened to him in real life? I haven't talked to him.
Oh, he's been just retired.
Oh, okay.
Ever since he, you know, they kind of fired him. And it was a very, very sad day for the viewers last week. Anthony Geary left. And I loved Luke and Tony's little banter. I love you guys. How was working with him?
Oh, it was great. Tony's a pure actor. He loves to do the scenes, loves to do the work.
It seemed like you guys had, like, this special connection on screen that was probably off-screen, too. Whenever I would watch your scene, it was, you know, laughable, but, you know, lighthearted. And, you know, especially your death scene. When he came in the apartments, he would take care of, you know, Bobby and Lucas. It was so good.
Well, thank you. Well, those people that came in the room that day were real special friends, you know, so that made a difference.
Well, it did make a difference. And, you know, when Tony went off the rails, the way I see it, and, you know, sort of, you know, kidnapped the baby and, you know, sort of had his midlife crisis, you know, dating Carly, which, you know, I kind of liked until I found out she was Bobby Dahl. Then my mouth, you know, was open for like 10 seconds.
Well, that was their way of getting rid of my fan base, so.
It never worked.
You know, when they need to lower your popularity, they do the weird things like that sometimes. So.
Well, it never worked. Just for you know. You know, it never worked. It never worked for me because it was like, okay, every guy goes through midlife crisis. Okay, this is understandable. Because I always said your midlife crisis, in my opinion, had to do with BJ's death. Tony was never over BJ's death. So that was your part of going a little insane.
Yeah, I just wanted, it was really about getting rid of me. So,
I just want to say, you know, I was in high school doing beats a death. And so I did what a normal person would do. I skipped school because I had to go home because they were saying a bus crash was going to happen. So, of course, I had to see what was going to happen. And the fans were shocked. There was no internet. There was no Twitter back then. There was no Facebook. But people were honestly shocked. And, you know, how well the scene blew with everyone with beads of death. I did not see that coming. That was one of the things I didn't see coming, you know. But you should have won an Emmy that year.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, because it was so good, and it was like one of those, you know, moments where, you know, daytime history, and, you know, you will go down as one of the main really sad, good deaths on General Hospital.
Mm. Well, I'm glad I made a mark of some kind.
Well, and I just had a couple of months ago, I just had both of your ex-wives on the show, Zachy Zeman and Lynn Herring came by one night.
Cool.
And I've had both
That's
of them
nice.
On.
I like them both.
Yeah, I have both of them on a couple of times separate, but then Zachy called in to surprise Lynn. And, you know, and
well,
it was
should,
a really...
You should have Tanya on sometime, too.
Oh, yeah.
Tanya?
Yeah, I love Tanya.
Yeah.
I thought you, you know, but all the ex-wives you had was incredible, but I loved you and Lucy. A lot of people didn't, you know, a lot of people didn't, but you and Lynn Herring had it.
Well,
you
she's
know,
a good
you,
actress, a great, you know, I was lucky I had really good actors to work with. So,
well, come on, I mean,
live.
And, you know, when you left the show, you know, it came out that your son Lucas, who I had Ryan Collins on, he came back to reprise the role of Lucas, and I loved how you were okay with him being gay before you died. Because you were okay with it, but Bobby wasn't, just for you know. And I thought that was so good of Tony. I thought, wow. I mean, but you, the new hospital was the forefront of the AIDS crisis back then. And I loved you on the Nurses Ball. How, you know, you did, you always did a top, you know, a top job on there.
Thank you.
How was the Nurses Ball? Because that's everyone's favorite time of year besides Christmas on the soaps.
Well, it was always fun to do. It was always a lot of work. It seems like we stayed there until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning shooting it. But it was a very fun time.
Wow, yeah. And like I said at the beginning, I love the General Hospital song you did, I can't think of the name, but when you did the Music of the Heart, I think that was the CD, but the song you did was amazing. And how was singing with Bob Gentry, Jim Nabors, Don Ho, and all the others you got to sing with?
Well, I was just lucky. You know, I look back and I've had, you know, people tease me. They're like, what have you not done? And I've been very lucky. I just had lots of different parts of my career, and it's all been wonderful and good. There's been some hard times, but that's what makes a complete human being. So I've been very lucky and blessed.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it shows on your work. And my dad wants to know, because he loved Charlie's Angels, and, you know, he remembers you being on Charlie's Angels. Now, that must have been really good.
That was
being on
probably
Charlie's
my first
Angels.
Real. Right, that was my first big job, and I, And before I met the angels that day, I had to go backstage and do push-ups. I was so nervous. But because I was scared to death of them. But they were very nice. And it was a great day, you know.
Well, yeah, and, you know, like, Three's Company, I remember because, you know, they have reruns on it all the time. And
right.
That was hilarious, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was probably one of the, you know, sets are sometimes real open to you and very friendly. And Three's Company was that kind of set where they made you feel very much at home and a part of things. And the first thing when I walked on the set, John threw a football at me, which I was like, what? But that's the way they kind of welcomed you on the set. You know, it was just a fun, easygoing place.
Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was one of, you know, incredible. And your movie, I mean, I think it's a movie also, The White Shadow was really good, too.
Yeah, that was one of my first films, too, The White Shadow. I played a Russian basketball player on that.
Oh, I have to go look that up now.
Yeah, you can still see it. It's on Hulu or something, I think.
Well, yeah. So, you left the business. Oh, have you left the business, or would you like to be back in the business? Because if you do, I'm good at getting FOMO soap stars, you know, back on another soap. All I have to do is to do it until they get sick of me, and then I can get you back in daytime if you want. Because I think, you know,
well,
I don't think you Satsu in daytime has yet closed, in my opinion.
Yeah. I actually, what I do now is a really happy time in my life. I have my children, you know, they're grown up, but I'm close to them. And I make independent movies, and I produce some movies. And I teach, and I doubt seriously if I'll ever go back to Los Angeles for that kind of event again. I'm pretty much done with that. But
sorry, fans. Yeah. I tried, fans.
Well,
so what kind of movies have you done?
excuse me. There's a movie called Desdemona, A Love Story, which won the Boston Film Festival and some stuff. I produced one last year that hasn't come out yet. And we have, there's just quite a few of them. You have to look up IMDb and see. But it's just small movies, but we're working on them. Flutter, I'm in also with Lindsay Paul.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's really good because, you know, independent movies are the way to go right now. And, you know, I think if people had, you know, more of a capital money to, you know, do it, then I think a lot of people, you know, would give independent movies like you, like more money and everything.
Yeah. Well, look up Christmas with the Dead. That's a pretty funny, scary movie that I did recently. So.
Yeah, and
that's for sale on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, I will. And how you went back to soaps for a little while for Patsons. How was that?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I went to Young and the Restless and, I think, Passions after GH a little bit. But nothing ever replaced. Nothing, you know. It's sort of like getting struck by lightning. You only get one probably big show in your life that changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
And General Hospital was the show that, you know, that changed my life, and for both good and for bad. And there'll never be another one. that moves me in that way, I doubt.
Yeah. I mean, I wish you could go back a daytime for me, but I understand. I had A. Martinez on a couple of months ago, and, you know, I was luring him back to daytime. And then, you know, about a month or two after our interview, Days of Our Life called him. So,
you see the power of Polly.
Oh, and we have a caller for you.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, let's take the call. And I'm 860, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's David.
Oh, hey, David.
Long time no talk, eh?
yeah.
I've been busy doing a bunch of different things, and I wanted to call in because I used to love Tony Jones. Brad Maul, you are a phenomenal actor.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for all of your years of service and hard work, and I'm sorry that you don't want to go back to General Hospital, because now would be a really actually an excellent time to do so, because I still follow along with everything, and now that they have Lucas back on the show, and Bobby's got, you know, this thing going on now. She's trying to get back with Scott Baldwin. Right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You need to stop this.
And you know what a train wreck that is.
Well, they're two of my favorite people, too.
Let's say that Bobby has not had the best luck when it comes to men. Okay?
Yeah.
That's just Bobby for you. We love her, but she hasn't had the best luck with men. And not just that, but I think it would be kind of interesting because they have Lucas's birth father, Julian Jerome, back on the canvas now. So I would be interested in the interaction between Tony and Julian Jerome.
Yes.
That would be interesting because they're both very supportive parents. They're both very supportive fathers. But, you know, with Julian's past, everything else, I think it would be kind of interesting, the back and forth. Just a family dynamic would be brilliant if it was written well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I look back at it.
I mean, I understand why you don't want to go back to L.A. and all that. In fact, one of the things I was reading about this, one of the reasons why Tony Geary retired. The man, I didn't know this. Did you know he had two major back surgeries?
No, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, he had two back surgeries, and I think one of the reasons why he stopped and why he wanted to retire was because, you know how Luke Spencer, the character, always has those, you know, those action scenes and jumping off of boats and God knows what else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's a pretty smart idea at his age to want to take a step back if he's had two back surgeries.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I wish him the best, but, you know, I wish him the best. I still hold out hope that some of the great soap, the real stars get to come back every so often. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that Anthony Geary has said he might come back sometime in the future. We now have Laura back on canvas, Jeannie Francis. Actually, it's funny because I actually started watching General Hospital about the time of BJ's death. And that was a phenomenal storyline. That was a really well done storyline. The writers are great, but it's also the actors who tell the stories, who play out the parts. And you and Jacqueline Zeman, the two of you did. You broke my heart. The whole thing. I mean, that was a really good story that you guys did. And it was almost top. The only thing that topped it was, I have to say, was when you was a death scene, you know, and you gave Lucas his blessing.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Well, thank you. Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, okay, great.
And
well,
I love the soaps, and I also was a big fan of All My Children and One Life to Live. And and Carly will remember, I was one of those many, many people along with South Kane, and we were all trying to get the soaps back on the air, whether by hook or by crook. And we partially succeeded, except then there was some kind of legal dispute between Project Tark and ABC, Disney.
Oh.
And now those two shows are in permanent limbo legally. And this is my hope, my dream, that if I ever win the lottery, that I would pay to get the shows back on the air. Because the shows still have a lot of value, not just entertainment-wise, but a good story, a really good story, can bring up a lot of good discussion with, between fans. I used to watch General Hospital along with my family, and we would always discuss a lot of the things that happened in the soaps, because there was such great family dynamics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Quartermains, for example. I mean, the Nurses Ball is one of those favorite times. That's just another, but of course, above that is a Quartermain Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You ever watch those, the Quartermain Thanksgiving? They are.
Oh, yeah. They were hysterical.
I loved every year that they did one because the way that the different characters, the way they interact with each other. Yeah, they're going to fight. But at the end of the day, they still love each other. It's dysfunctional as all hell, but at least they love each other at the end of the day. Now, some of these stories now, you have these people all doing these horrible things to each other, and these are supposed to be people who love each other. You know what I mean? And it's not the same anymore in some respects, some of the storylines. I mean,
yeah.
Nowadays we have this whole thing with Lulu and be having her Lulu. She goes to help out her brother Lucky. Meanwhile, her husband thinks that she's cheating on him, so he cheats on her with her cousin.
Well,
yeah,
something changed somewhere.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm glad that they have new writers now, that the other guy got fired. I mean, he started out great, and he did save General Hustle from being canceled. But over the last year, I've been watching, and the storylines have been dragging. And I wasn't, and I wasn't entirely thrilled with the way. I mean, they did do an ending to Luke, the way he just walked off. He just walked off, out into the fog. That was classic Luke in his own way. But I think some of the lead up to it was a little disjointed. The whole rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been done a lot better.
True. But we also have another call.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's hear what this new person says.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Call back in again.
So I'm gonna
tomorrow.
I'm gonna listen in, and if you have a chat time afterwards, I'll still be here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I'm not leaving anyone. I'm just gonna see the floor to the next person.
Okay. 860. You.
Okay, that's me probably.
I know. 950. You're on the air.
Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I want to say, Brad, you're very missed on Gear House, but I love Tony Jones. He's one of my favorite characters.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What was like during the BJ storyline, Death storyline? How you get through that?
Well, that was it was hard to do. It was very painful, but it was a great, you have those yin and yang moments when it's fun to act, but awful personally for you.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
The way it was.
Yeah, you were great.
We really all liked
it. You were great.
Thank you.
You were great in your storyline. You're great. I just want to say hi, but I can't talk long.
All right.
But I'll call.
Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah, but yes, yeah, you're missed by me. I'm your my favorite character.
Okay.
I want to say hi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, David. I mean, you all totally missed, and I feel so bad for you have a code, so I'm going to wrap things up. And I hope, you know, you can get come back on the show when you feel better.
Well, thank you. If you talk to any of my friends from there, tell them hello for me.
Oh, I will. And so would you like to come back sometime when maybe one of your movies, you know, you are going to do one of your movies? You can come on here and, you know, do the press for it, you know?
Yeah, we've got one. Yeah, when Camino comes out, I'll call back.
Oh, cool. And this rest. And, oh, yeah, someone asked me, how did you like working with Steve Boutin and Monique Bernard really quick? Because, Jason and Sonny, you know, Steve and Mo, you know, when you work, how was that? Because those are two of my favorite guys ever.
Yeah, both of those are really nice, good people, good, strong people that were always kind to me, and I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, but when you and Jason nearly went at it, and, you know, that was very interesting. Those scenes were really interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, he was still a friend, so it's always fun to act with a friend.
Well, yeah. So I want you to go home and rest and take a nap and get rid of your cold.
All right. Thank you, Carly.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was Grandma from X-Tony on Zener Hospital, and he will be back on the show sometime, so I will let you know the air date. And
cool.
Yeah, wait, is this David? Who is this?
Yep, I'm still here.
wait, is this David, or which one is this?
I'm David from Connecticut, yeah. You beat me on.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. No, I'm so grateful you called in. And, yeah, I mean, I agreed with what you were saying about Ron and the writing.
Yeah, I mean,
I've known
for the last year, by watching, I've known that what he was doing, he was making mistakes with it, and it happens, but, you know, the thing is, how... When you're doing something, I know as a writer, I'm working on some graphic novels right now and working on other projects, and sometimes you get a little too close to it when you're doing something, and then you don't want to hear the critiques when you're doing something bad. And unfortunately, social media, they can crucify you when you're doing something, you know what I'm saying? They can crucify you.
Well, exactly.
I mean, the message boards can be brutal. The Twitter can be awful. That's why what I'm doing right now, I'm not promoting it right now anywhere until it's anywhere close to completed, and I'm just showing a few friends here and there and getting feedback, honest feedback from friends and family before I release it just for me, and if anyone else likes it, great. In the meantime...
Well, you know,
I'm actually doing a couple different things. One of them is soap-related, believe it or not.
What are you doing?
Well, I've been toying with some ideas for a soap opera. It's going to be kind of local cable access type thing. I'm write these scripts and get some ideas going. Because there's a cable station, not too far from me, and they do, if you have your own show, if you can film it and everything, they will air it on the local cable access. And I'm thinking this would be a great a local thing, local actors and so on and so forth, and get started and then maybe go on from there to maybe a web series or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, kind of like how Hulu had, all these different... I want to be able to get into the actual production of a soap opera. And so I'm in the process of trying to find out how to do this on like a two-string budget of like nothing, but it's a labor of love. It really is. And I'm also working on a graphic novel, a superhero, and the concept here is that some of these heroes, they don't always wear costumes, but they still are part of a team. Like, there's this one guy who can't speak, but he knows, like, he can understand almost any language, but the part of his brain that goes from his brain to his mouth, it all sounds like babble when he tries to speak, but he can type, he can do sign language, and everyone thinks that he is, a deaf mute, that he's not very bright, but really, he sees everything, and then gets the information to this other guy who knows his secret, and then the other guy uses the information that the first guy figures out. He uses his disability as a super ability.
I love that. I love the whole concept of it. And when,
I'm actually looking for people who could be artists, because I cannot draw to save my life. So if anybody out there listening can draw and is looking to help me out on a budget of nothing at the moment because I have nothing to offer yet, please get in touch with me, please, because I am looking for artists to work with.
Well, yeah, and, you can always, go on Facebook and Twitter and, promote it there.
Here's the thing. For one thing, I don't usually get on I quit Twitter a while ago, like a year ago. I got off Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. I got off that like a year ago. Mostly because of all the horrible things that I kept hearing and seeing on the social media platforms. I don't need that kind of stress in my life anymore, Carly.
No, but, it's also,
Now, if someone else were to, if I were to get someone else who were to handle the social aspect, that's great. Let someone else have the headache. But I don't want to deal with it personally anymore. I just can't.
Wait, then, how did you hear about today's show, then? Because I've been promoting on social media, so how did you hear about Brad was coming on? Now you have me curious.
I do have my sources, and I overheard, because I do have people who follow along with your show, and I get a message here and there, and I heard about what was going on with the show today, and I couldn't resist calling in. I love Brad's work. He's fantastic.
Well, yeah, and tomorrow, Kathleen Godding will be here from Zonal Hospital.
Who's that now?
Dr. O.
That would be hilarious to talk to her, because I'm telling you, I love the character that she plays, and I'd love to do a thing between, where she gets in character and I could argue with Dr. O. That would be hilarious.
Exactly. She's been on a couple of times. I love Kathleen.
Because I'm even pretty good at what do they call that, improv comedy. So I could probably play off her real. That'd be a fun show to do. I'd be glad to do that. What time is that going to be so I can call into that?
No, it's just you and me. Right now.
What time is that show going to start for
tomorrow?
Oh,
4:00. 4:00 West Coast time.
But
so, will you?
I'm in Connecticut, so it's 7 p.m. my time. Have you heard from Silas Keene at all?
Oh, well, I live in Seattle.
No, have you heard from Silas Keene at all?
No, not really.
What about you?
No.
We lost touch a while ago. Because he didn't like a comment I made about the Boston Marathon bombing. And that's another story. That's the thing about social media. People don't, if you say something and someone else doesn't like it, it gets into a huge issue. I don't need to draw.
Yeah, exactly. No, I come across that all the time. And
it really is. And particularly when, you have the right to your own opinion.
Exactly.
And, it's your opinion. And if someone doesn't like it, they can, take it with a grain of salt of, that's not the be-all and end-all of the whole person. You know what I'm saying? One opinion. Although I have to say, when it comes to Donald Trump, and the multitude of opinions that he said, I've had enough of Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is... you know, Donald Trump, you know, is giving me one headache after another. You know?
You know, I'm telling you, the man is Lex Luthor with hair.
Yeah.
That's
but
really
I just hope.
I mean, think about it. Man who had a big interest in land. Donald Trump is a businessman who has a big interest in land. Every building he owns has got a big fat name on it, Trump. The only difference between Lex Luthor and Donald Trump is the fact that Donald Trump still has hair. And even that is a questionable whether or not it's real.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know,
I mean, you know, some people may not like me saying that, but, you know, that's an opinion. That's not like, you know, it's like when you read the Bible and you read the, you know, the writings of the Apostle Paul, he writes things. Some of them are his opinions and not supposed to be taken as gospel doctrine, but some churches, they do take some of his personal comments as doctrines, like about the subject of marriage. That's a whole other issue right there. You heard about the recent ruling by the Supreme Court about gay marriage?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sort of mixed opinions on this. I mean, I'm glad that that there's universal, that there's a whole nationwide standard to go by now, instead of, because, you know, the state-by-state thing was so arbitrary that you couldn't make sense of it. Now the whole country has one thing, and they all agreed to play by the same rules. But here's the caveat. Now that we have equality in marriage, this also opens the door now for equality in divorce and alimony. I'm not sure that's a step forward there.
Well, you know, I mean,
when you think that through, it's not really a step forward. Gay marriage is great, but then there's gay divorce and gay alimony.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like I've always said, it's a very hot topic. You know, it's one of the topics.
But, you know, the thing is, as a gay man, a lot of other people might not find, you know, someone else saying that probably they'd get pardoned. Better for saying it, but, you know, as someone who's advocate for gay rights, as a gay man himself, you know, yeah. So
I mean, I know. I mean, like I've said many times, you know, I'm torn on this, though, really, because
I'm surprised that not more people called in today. You know, I'm surprised.
Well, you know what? I think it's because it's 11 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 o'clock here on the other coast. And 2 o'clock.
It's 2:30 now. It's 2:30 on my time here now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that means the new hospital is on where everyone is.
Yeah, I know. See, here's I prioritize. You know, back in the day, I was like you. I was somebody who would skip. You know, who get out of school early to watch General Hospital. You know what I'm saying? I'd skip my last class to get home in time to catch General Hospital. But nowadays with Hulu, my God, you know, seriously, Hulu is Hulu's my friend. I love Hulu these days.
Well, I love TiVo. TiVo is
I love Hulu because there's so many different shows, you know, and it's all on demand, and I can't keep up with all the stuff that's on there, especially when there's more. You know, I was pissed off when I was younger. I was really to my I don't know if you say pissed on the air, but I was upset. The fact that, do you remember Sequest ESV?
I think so.
Jonathan Brandis?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that man. It's a pity what happened to him. But anyway, Jonathan's show was on at 8 o'clock on the same night that they had Dean Cain in Lois and Clark, the new Avengers of Superman. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
So
you
I
mean
stuck.
Gilmore Girls?
I was stuck because both those shows were great, and I loved them both, but they were on at the freaking same time. You know, nowadays, I never worry about that anymore because almost all the shows that I like, with exception to a few things on CBS, almost everything that I like is on Hulu now, and if it's on at the same time on the network, I don't care because I can always catch up on it on Hulu.
Well, yeah, I mean, for me, I love my...
Oh my gosh! Do you watch this, by the way? The American Horror Story. Do you follow this at all?
No, I haven't gotten into that one.
Oh, Evan Peters, the cutest, the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life. He's a real talented actor, and you really should get Evan Peters on your show. He's a really talented actor, and he has an excellent theme voice too. Get Evan Peters. He's going to be in the new X-Men movie, Age of Apocalypse. So he can promote that. Get him on your show.
Yeah, I totally will. And then I know
I'd love to meet with him. Yeah, because Evan Peters, he's a really talented actor. And the amazing thing about American Horror Story is that each season is a different story. Like the first season was the murder house. Second season was an insane asylum. The third season was a freak show. Fourth season was third season I think was the freak show. The fourth season I forget what happened on the fourth season. But the fifth season is going to be some big hotel horror story thing. But the amazing thing is that the actors, they play different characters each season. So even though it's the same cast of characters for the most part, it's a whole different storyline, whole different season, whole different characters every year.
Oh, really?
So
yes,
it's not. You've got to start watching this. I'm telling you, you're going to get as hooked on this as you are on General Hospital, I swear.
By the same guy that is doing that, he's also doing the Oze thing. He's doing the Oze, American Oze story or something. And Lewis Spencer from General Hospital will be on that. Did you know that?
No. But like I said, though, look him up. Evan Peters, he's a really good actor, and I think you'd want him on the show because even though he doesn't have anything to do with soap, he's a good actor and talented actor. And American Horror Story is sort of a soap opera in and of itself. It goes 13 episodes each year, 12, 13 episodes a year. And the drama, it's really interesting, even though, there's a gory factor, and it is FX. And they really push the envelope in a lot of ways. But the range that they put the actors through, and the range for their characters, once you start watching this, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Start with the first season and go all the way. This is a very interesting. The third season was a witch coven, and the fourth season was the freak show. And I love the freak show season. I didn't watch it. I saw clips of it, but I loved the theme song from the fourth season. Do you remember Nirvana?
I think so. Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, remember him, the singer who.
Seattle.
Right.
Of course, I know. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, they used a Nirvana song as the title for the fourth season. If you ever look this up, it's a pretty cool song, and it's called "Come As You Are." And
oh, okay.
And aside from the horror aspect, I like how they used people with disabilities, people with with deformities and all that, and made them to be they had abilities. They were, it was positive in that respect, and that's one of the reasons why I liked the fourth season. And it was actually one of the ideas that was germinating around in my head when I came up with this idea for a character for a graphic novel who has what most people would consider to be a disability, but it's really his super ability. His ability to understand almost every language but be unable to speak it. This is the idea that I had. And it was partly inspired by how people treat people with disabilities. Because I've got some disabilities of my own, and I know how that goes. I've been down that road more than once. It sucks.
Well, that's great. Okay, we are going to end it a little early because I have an appointment I have to get to. But everyone tune in tomorrow for Dr.
I'll I'll call him tomorrow. I'll definitely be here. You can count on that.
Tune in tomorrow, Dr. O. We'll be here 4 p.m. West Coast. And also, we have on the 6th, we have Jimmy Hollywood from the Young and the Restless Insider will be on. So, yeah, we are busy every day. So, come back and...
I'm glad you're... there was a time when I wondered if you were still doing the show because for a while I didn't know what was going on. You know, I thought you were wondering if you were okay or something.
No, I took a two-week break. And so now I'm back, and you if you ever think about you want to try to be a co-host, well, think about it. There's always a seat on Daytime After Dark.
No, I'd be glad to do that. I'd be glad to be a co-host with you.
Yeah. So do me a favor. Email me today at Daytime After Dark.
I don't usually do my I'll try and email you later, but I don't have your email address right now.
Okay, is this Daytime After Dark 1976@yahoo.com?
Okay, let me write that down. I'm writing it down on my phone so I won't forget it.
Well, yeah.
Daytime.
After Dark.
1976?
Yeah, at yahoo.com.
That's actually a year right before I was born.
Oh, okay. I was born in 76. Well, okay. Thank you for everyone that called. And email me, and we will be on tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay, at yahoo.com.
Yep. So, Daytime After Dark, 1976 at yahoo.com. Okay. Thanks, everyone, and we will be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock West Coast time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye. God bless.